Sometimes I can be a bit impulsive, like my audios, for example. I get this mad case of the hornies, and then I do it in one take, and I forget about like editing and all the rest of it, and I post it pretty much straight away as soon as I've done it. And the consequences, they can fuck off. And a lot of the time, my attitude towards real life sex is kind of the same. I mean, yeah, I have all these fantasies and they're all good, and I hope to God that every single one of them comes true. But in real life, I have some turn-ons that just kind of hit me out of nowhere, like good quality back and forth chat or humor. Like, I'm a big believer that any guy can love any woman into bed. And good tippers. Like, we don't really have tipping in New Zealand, but if we go out together and you are like really respectful to the wait staff, holy shit, I am a sure thing. And sometimes, like, one of the hottest things for me is equality and reciprocity in relationships. And I really fucking hate washing the dishes, like, with a passion. I don't like it. So if I walk in and you're randomly washing the dishes, fuck, I'm gonna show my thanks, and you'd better be ready, because all I want from you in that moment is to slip that dick between my lips and have you let me just worship your cock. And I know it'll be so fucking amazing for me to go down on you, and it feels good for me too, like, knowing that you're getting all of that pleasure out of it. So just the teasing and the tasting and the breathing and that musky smell that you have, that look in your eye and those moans and shivers that run up and down your legs, that desperate kind of look, because I know how much you want into my pussy, but I'm in control, and that's kind of hot. Don't get me wrong, my pussy is glorious and can do many a wondrous thing, but right now, my lips and my tongue and my mouth and my spit can treat your cock so much better. So you're washing the dishes at the kitchen sink, and I would walk up behind you and put my arms around you, around your waist, and press my tits into your back while I lean forward on my tippy toes, and I just whisper into your ear, "Baby, I love it when you do stuff around the house. Let me say thank you." And you might be like, "Oh Jesus, get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to do the housework, but that's not really gonna stop me." And my hand would go from stroking your arm just down to cupping your cock over your pants and squeezing, and you know what it is that I want. Just let me pleasure you, and then I'll fuck off and leave you alone. So I would drop to my knees, and I would undo the button and the zipper of your pants, because with one hand, I think, because I'm talented like that, and my other hand would like follow the line from your belly button down, just following the opening of your zipper and grazing past your increasingly hard cock. I shove your pants and your underwear down to your ankles and trail my hands up your legs, and I would just sit back. I think I'd just sit back on my heels and not touch you for a bit. Just taking it all in, biting and licking my lips. Because right now, your cock is mine. So I'm going to scoot forward and just take in a deep breath, just smelling you. And my mouth is watering. It's running my hands up and down your inner thighs and gently cupping your balls, just feeling the weight and smiling, because I know that they're full of cum. Knowing that I get to taste it soon. So I circle my fingers around the base of your rigid, straining cock, and I just angle that big dick so it's just resting on my pouty lips. And I look up at you and just make the briefest of eye contact and apply pressure to your cock, just so it slips into my mouth, pushing past my lips, over my tongue. And I keep going over your head, down all the way down your shaft until your cock hits the back of my throat and my lips around the base of your cock. So I pull out agonizingly slow and then do it again, taking you all in my mouth and tasting all of you. My hands are roaming just over your tummy and your legs and between your thighs, and I'm so into this, and I moan and you can feel the vibrations of the moaning in your cock, and my spit is covering your shaft. It's so fucking wet. So I look up and down the sides of your shaft and I do a big tongue swirl around the head, just over and over and over again, occasionally going deep because you never really know, where I'm going to hit you with my tongue or my lips. And I grab you by the ass and pull you into me, flicking my tongue over the whole of your head, just lapping up some pre-cum as I go. Fuck, baby, you taste so good. And I want you, to come into my mouth and just let me taste that rich, creamy cum and use my hands so I can jerk you off in that kind of twisting and pulling motion, taking and sucking rapidly on the sensitive head. And you rock your hips into my mouth and I can feel your balls getting tighter. And I can taste and feel that delicious pre-cum. And so you look down at me and I look up at you. And you moan. And your cock pulses and you just release the biggest, fucking hottest load of cum into my mouth. And I suck you and I milk you dry. Still making eye contact. And there's a drop of cum on the bottom of my lip and a smile. I dart my tongue out to lick it up and swallow. And so I get up and I walk away and I look back over my shoulder and I just say, get back to the dishes. Sometimes I'm so turned on by the little things that you do, I just want your cock in my mouth. And that is a real life story. Yep. See ya.